Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today's a special day because guess what? This is episode number 1500. I've been doing this 1,500 times. That's a lot of prayer. And for those of you who have been with me with Pray Every Day from the very beginning, you've listened to at least 1,500 prayers because I did a couple special episodes as well. So that's just kind of something to celebrate. That's one thing that I don't do very well in this life is I don't stop to celebrate. I'm always running. But I'm going to take a little pause and thank Jesus for 1,500 prayers. Pray Every Day. So thank you, Jesus, for sustaining this. Thank you, Jesus, for inaugurating it. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing others through this podcast. It's all for your glory. You are worthy of every amount of praise and joy that comes from this podcast. So we love you and thank you for that. All right. So I'm reading from Proverbs 30, verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible. And it says this: "The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, the revelation. The man says to Ithiel and to Ucal, 'Surely I am the most ignorant man and don't have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, neither do I have the knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended up into heaven and descended, who has gathered the wind in his fists, who has bound the waters in his garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Don't you add to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Don't deny me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full, deny you, and say, 'Who is Yahweh?' Or lest I be poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Don't slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you, and you be held guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and doesn't bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and their jaws like knives, to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters. Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that don't say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and a fire that doesn't say enough. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for this kind of a shifting here. We have a different person writing this part of Proverbs, the words of Agur, and you can kind of feel the shift in the way that I wrote it today or read it today. So thank you for the wide perspective that you give us in the Word of God that helps us to find the wisdom that we need, not just from one limited perspective, but from a wide variety of different kinds of people. That's what I love about the Bible, is that so many different people wrote it, but the central message is the same. Lord, help us to have wisdom and to pursue it with everything that we have, because you are the source of all wisdom. You're the one who created the heavens and the earth. You are the one who's descended and come down. You're the one that sent your son to come to this earth and to live that perfect life to sacrifice for us. And we're just so thankful for that. Lord, every word of yours is flawless. What a beautiful way to say that. And after that, it says, he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And Lord, we want to take refuge in you. We want to experience your shield-like abilities because you protect us from the evil one. You protect us from lies. You protect us from strife. And so we hide beneath that shield and we trust in your flawless word. Lord, as the person who wrote this particular proverb prays, we pray the same thing. Don't give me too much. Don't give me too little. Lord, if we have too much, we might forget who you are and we might think we're the God of our lives or we're the provider of our lives or we're all that in a bag of chips. And we don't want that, Lord. We don't want to live in the sin of pride, but we also don't want to be so deprived that we're tempted to steal. So I pray that you would provide for my friend who's hungry today, who needs financial help and who needs food on the table. So Lord, give us neither riches nor poverty. And in the middle of that line, help us to live in contentment with content lives, graciously thanking you for all that you've given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Lynetta Smith, who wrote the book Curtain Call, a memoir. And we've talked about this. She's been a really amazing sponsor of Pray Every Day. And I'm super grateful for you, Lynetta. But her memoir is one that I had the privilege of reading and endorsing. And it's just one of those books that teaches you that your past has a reason for it, and that God can take the most broken parts of your life and turn them around into your ministry. So misery to ministry. She had a lot of childhood trauma as well, just like I have had. And she was in that place of her life where she was like, why, God? Why? What's the point of this? Why would all these things happen to me? And I know there's a lot of you out there kind of working through, kind of deconstructing your faith or asking a lot of questions. And especially, I think there's this trauma question of why all the trauma? And yet, God is good to bring us to a new place. I can honestly say there were a lot of years where I was working through my past, but there are far more years now of me walking from my healing. And that's the goal of Curtain Call, a memoir. So you can get it wherever books are sold, or you can find out more at LynettaSmith.com. Thanks so much, Lynetta, for sponsoring the podcast. And I hope all of you have an amazing day, full of knowing that the Lord of the universe is for you, and he loves you, and you are his child.